Up next, though, my next guest is the author of a brand new book titled Open Me, the true story of a magical journey from fear to freedom. Leanne Babcock is an author, a speaker, facilitator, and coach, and has been helping people find their truths. She runs courses and retreats on coaching, intuition, and in her spare time, she also takes time to talk with trees. We're pleased to be joined on the telephone by Leanne Babcock. Leanne, good evening to you.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you for joining us tonight. Open Me, the true story of a magical journey from fear to freedom. Give us an overview of the book and why. What prompted you to write it?
Okay. So the story essentially is about a particular period of time in my life when I was in a difficult relationship and I was dealing with many things and really listened to, I guess you could call them, intuitive messages or just a real deep knowing, through meditation and stuff like that. And I just began following this guidance from my own inner wisdom. And as I followed this wisdom or these messages through my meditations, I ended up going on a very powerful spiritual journey. And I started keeping a diary because as things were happening, I just thought, oh my God, people are not going to believe what's happening because these miracles began happening. And so the book essentially is about relationship, compromise, courage, and just being willing to risk it all to follow what you know is true. And so then to answer your question around why I wrote this, it was kind of an evolving thing because it wasn't actually, gee, I think I'll write a book. As I said, I started taking, diary notes of this because I thought people aren't going to believe what happened. And then I just packaged it up and I thought, well, I'll just send it off to an editor and I thought, what the heck, just get some feedback. And the editor came back and said, Leanne, I think you should take some writing lessons. I was really discouraged, but I mean, in all honesty, I had made no effort to make this be a story or, well read. It was just, this happened and that happened and that happened and that's it. And so I then decided, as one might do, okay, well then I'm not good at writing, but I've got a great story. And so I spoke with two ghostwriters. And one woman, after reading the manuscript, came back and she said, Leanne, I can't be your ghostwriter. She said, I haven't had those kinds of, mystical experiences that you have had and that you've written about here. But I want you to know that your book has made a difference for me already. And then she said, and I've decided to leave my husband. And I've been wanting to do that for quite some time. And I mean, I just gasped sitting there in the cafe listening to her because I thought, I don't want to write a book that's about, leaving your husband. and because the book's not about that. And so then I spoke with the second ghostwriter, she came back and said, Leanne, I can't be your ghostwriter. She said, I'm going to now be too busy writing my own book, which I've been wanting to do for some time. But I want you to know that your book, it's a page turner. I had to keep turning the pages to find out what was going to happen next. And so I got two things from that, John. And one was, firstly, the story in my book had a life of its own and it wanted to be told. It did something in people. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing I got was that it had to come from my voice. And so I then engaged a writing coach, which was the best thing I could have done. And I wrote a book. So the reviews are that I've had so far are excellent. I'm really proud of it.
The process of writing the book itself, did it come easy to you? Was it challenging? Forget about the actual putting of what words to use, but the actual process of having to have the discipline to sit down and crank out the book. How hard was it for you?
Well, that was an up and down journey, and at first I was really excited and, just went like a bull out of a gate at it and, was writing all the time. And then, it just got bigger than I thought that it was going to be. And there were times when I put it aside and I thought, I don't know if I can write this. It's just too big. And then something would happen and it was like, I would just be reminded. It was almost like the story in the book reminded me, no, you have to get me out there because I've got to talk with people. And then I would get back into it. And then momentum picked up close to the end when, as I was working, and I began working with different editors. So as I was working with the editing process, and I actually began to see the whole thing come together. Mm-hmm. And then I just sat down in every spare moment I had. So it wasn't that, every day I would sit down at 9 and write till 11. At the moment, I've just finished the first draft of my second book, and I've been getting up at 4:30 in the morning. And that's just been happening naturally. And then I write till about, 8 or 9. So I don't have a regular process.
It sounds like the book writing bug has taken over, and that's probably a very good thing. We're chatting with Leanne Babcock, who is the owner, the author of Open Me, A True Story of a Magical Journey from Fear to Freedom. She is an author as well as a speaker, a facilitator, and a coach. One of the key aspects of this book is the need for people to face their fears. What is the key, in your opinion, to facing our fears and overcoming them?
I think you're hitting on actually the key messages that I have in the book. So if I can kind of come to this and answer that in a bit of roundabout way. So there are two key messages in the book. When I look at life, as humans, we're dealing with so much, we're dealing with so much around, climate change and environmental stuff, political issues, we're dealing with racial issues, we're dealing with financial issues, we're dealing with, job career issues, relationship, did I say relationship? And even personal things like, what's my life purpose and what are my beliefs? And we deal with these issues or, problems, some of them challenges every day in some way. And, Einstein said, what's that quote? It was something like, we can't solve the problems of today from the same kind of thinking that created them. Mm-hmm. I believe that we need to expand our consciousness or wisen our consciousness in order to deal with what we're dealing with today. And I believe that that consciousness, that wise, deep consciousness, is actually inside of all of us, and we reach it when we do things like meditate, when we communicate with nature, when we develop our intuitive abilities, and so the first key message of the book is to listen to our own deep inner wisdom about our own lives. And then the second key important message to the book is trust, is to trust our own deep inner wisdom. And, you know, sometimes that means finding a lot of courage, because our own deep inner wisdom, our own expanded consciousness, it's not guided by, you know, society's expectations and protocols and structures. And so sometimes that means taking steps outside of that. And that takes a lot of courage to do that, because we're essentially creating our own path. Mm-hmm. But I think that that's actually what's called for right now. You know, it's for us to listen to our own deep inner wisdom and to find the courage to trust it. Did that answer your question?
I think so. No, I think so. I only have a couple of minutes left. And when you talk about trusting intuition, you were born here in Canada, grew up in the Hamilton area. But for the past 28 years or so, you lived in New Zealand. What drew you back to Canada? And was that a case of trusting your intuition?
Oh, you're spot on. It really was. It was, you know, through meditations, I just kept getting messages, you know, go back to Canada. And I love New Zealand. And really, there's no logical reason to have left New Zealand other than I am following what I know deep down is true. And I'm here. So I sold everything up in New Zealand. I had married a New Zealander and went over there. And then continuing to follow my own deep inner wisdom, I have felt guided to, go on a book tour. And so I arrived back in Canada in May last year. And by the end of July, I had bought myself a truck camper. And so over the last 12 months, I have been living in a, learning to live in a truck camper, traveling by myself right across all of the United States and right across all of Canada, touring with my book and meeting the most amazing people.
And that book tour is going to continue. In fact, on September 18th, you're going to be right here in Kitchener-Waterloo. And before that, you're going to be in Guelph as well.
I am. And on the 18th of September, I'm at Wordsworth Books in Waterloo. At 7 p.m., I'll be doing a book reading, and I want to pack that place out. So I look forward to seeing people there. And then in Guelph, I have two events, one on the 13th of September at a shop called The Ninth Vibration. And so that's a workshop starting at 7 p.m. That has actually sold out, but we've got a waiting list. And so we're looking at dates for an October event as well. But please put your name down so that we can let you know. And then the other event is on the 15th of September at Bookshelf Bookshop in Guelph. And that's another book reading at 1 p.m. And these events are also listed on my Facebook page.
Fantastic, Leanne. Continued success. Thanks so much for chatting with us tonight. We appreciate your time.
Thanks. Can I let people know about my website?
Absolutely.
Okay, so if you just go to leannebabcock.ca, you'll find out lots more. John, thank you so much for having me.
It was my pleasure. Have a terrific evening.
Thanks, you too.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night. Leanne Babcock is the author of Open Me, The True Story of a Magical Journey from Fear to Freedom. That website, again, is leannebabcock.ca.
The club isn't the best place to find a lover.